Hi, this is Steve again, and I want to talk today about detoxing from culture and society. So here's the best way I have of waking myself up and getting clarity on it, and that is to see that in reference to culture and society versus my own created world of wealth creation, I have a choice between being a creator and a reactor. I can actually, in a way, create my own culture and society, create my own community, create my own path in life, or I can be a reactor and simply react to what washes over me all day. So let's talk about creators. What do creators do differently than reactors when it comes to this subject? Number one, creators create their own community. Many times I'll be coaching somebody who's trying to become more prosperous in whatever they do, and they say to me, I don't know who to call, I don't know who to talk to about my profession, I don't know who to reach out to. And my recommendation is always, why don't you create a community so that you have people knowing you, following you, etc. Look back through the last 100 people who have emailed you, communicated with you, and talk to them about what you're up to. And if you'd like to join a church or a group or a business meeting that meets every Friday morning, all kinds of ways to actually create your own community, no matter where you are. If I were dropped into some city that didn't know who I was and I had to change my name and start my life all over again, it would be easily done, and I would start by creating a small community around me. Now, notice I'm using the word creating instead of lucking into or finding or allowing to happen to me. Those are all reactor-victim approaches. Now, the second thing I would do is to create my own media resource list. Rather than just letting the basic general public media wash over me with the way they create the news, the way they develop the news, their whole approach is to find things that are alarming and frightening and disgusting and shocking, because ratings always go up when they do that. And when they have good news or upbeat news, ratings go down. I mean, it's just been proven to be the truth. That's why all general media has a kind of tabloid aspect to it. Tabloids sell in the supermarket, and regular media follows their path and figures out, when do we get the highest ratings? Well, when we alarm people the most, when we scare them, serial killer on the loose, economy crashing, homes not worth anything, foreclosures up. People pay attention to that, because they're afraid if they miss that, they won't really grasp how dangerous the world is. But creators, people who really create wealth and create their own life, they create their own media resource list. They don't want to miss anything, but they find on the internet and through the many cable channels available, the media that make them feel best and make them really most inspired, uplifted, and the media they can use with information they can use to build with. So create your own. Another aspect of being a creator is to be absolutely devoted to creating silence zones. This is so important in today's world, when our phones, our handheld devices, can interrupt us at any moment with information flowing in. And we are so connected, so social now electronically, that we have no time to ourselves. Now, there's an old phenomenon that people used to talk about constantly called, I get my best ideas in the shower. And that's because in the shower, that's the only time during the day when you're not interrupted. Now, these days, I even know of people who have waterproof devices they take into the shower with them in case someone is trying to contact them. So these zones of solitude and silence that you create are very powerful for you. They allow everything that you've been thinking about. They allow all your goals and desires and all the positive, creative, inspiring, innovative information you've been collecting. They allow all of that to come to you in an organized, really creative way from the right side of the brain now to the left. That's the phenomenon of I get my best ideas in the shower, or all the old philosophers like Thoreau and Emerson and Gandhi who got all their best ideas on a long, long walk. We must carve that out as a wealth warrior. We must create silence and solitude and more and more and more of it to have the best ideas rise up and to really find our calling and the professional path that will create money for us. It will rise up. It will be there for us, but it can't happen if it has to fight through the culture and society and all that information flowing in. I've often said, after giving a lot of seminars and having my seminars have various subjects to them, that the best seminar I could give would be to put people in a room for 8 hours with appropriate breaks and lunch, but have total silence in the room and have people sit at their places with yellow pads and a pen. And if an inspiration for a better life came up, they could jot it down. If they thought of something they wanted to remember while sitting there, they could write it down. And they would be there alone with themselves for 8 hours. Now, this prospect is mind-boggling for most people. Most people would not do this. It would be frightening. They'd see it as a waste of time, perhaps. And it would be something they would never, ever agree to do. And they'd certainly not pay me a lot of money for it, because all I'm doing is like being a monitor at study hall, standing up in front of the room and making sure people don't talk. But still, it would be the best day most of those people have spent in years. The best day. Think about that. What if you rented a cabin for a day, did not bring your communication devices, did not allow the internet or television, and took a walk in the woods, sat in a chair. You had some pads of paper, but that was it. A whole day. If people would do that, their wealth would increase. I promise you, it's an amazing thing. But the most important element here is to wake up each day and ask yourself, where can I carve out some silence and some solitude for myself? Because those who do are going to be way ahead of those who all day long are interacting with media and filling up their brains with the stuff that's flowing in, most of which is toxic. Okay, so we've talked about what creators do and can do to have a more prosperous outlook and to really get those creative juices flowing. Now let's look at what reactors do. This is most people, by the way, and we'll call them reactors. They wake up and they just react to outside information and stimulus all day long. So they turn on the so-called news and they react to it. And the news has all kinds of negative stories and child missing, serial killer on the loose, and all sorts of things. And their reaction is emotional, like, oh my goodness, what a dangerous world we live in, and what's happening to this world of ours, and all of that. And so it drops them down to a very low mood and an unresourceful state. Here's the problem. It's not really even reality. It's not a fair presentation of what the news really is. It's isolated. It's really selected to shock you. The news is chosen so that it will wake you up in a negative way and have you say, oh my goodness, look at that. Here, hun, come running. Take a look at what happened here. And it's all designed to manipulate you because that's where the ratings are. Now, if I'm asleep to this, if I have no awareness of this, and I've taken no responsibility for what goes into my mind, then I will be a reactor. I'll simply react to the news every day, and I'll let all the input into my brain be random instead of selected for the path I'm on and what I'm creating. Here's another thing reactors do. They just go to every new movie, no matter how violent, no matter how frightening, no matter how gross and vulgar the movie is. And then they react to it like, ew! And they come home and, gross! Or, wow, that scared me, that was awful. And then they go to the next new movie, and then they watch whatever's on TV, and they try to somehow have this stuff come in to distract them from the fact that in their daily lives, they're not really creating the life they want or the wealth they want. Now, this is another case of reacting to random input. And that's not a very well-programmed biocomputer, the one that reacts to random input. You're really going to mess that up. It's like putting all kinds of liquid in your gas tank instead of really good premium gas for your car. That's the same thing. So someone who creates doesn't do that. They choose the movies pretty wisely. They rent movies that inspire them, lift them up, or inform them in the field that they're most interested in. Now, sure, there are lighthearted entertainments, but even those are chosen to be uplifting and to be humorous and all of that. And they're chosen. And the element here is choice. Am I going to choose my information? Am I going to choose the culture for myself? Or am I going to let generalized random culture run me and sweep into me, etc.? Another thing reactors do, they react to whatever gets posted that day in social media. So they're just looking at whatever social media site they're on, and they're reading all the posts, and they're reacting to that, and they're thinking negative things about certain people and positive things about others. And it's all very random. In other words, all these people posting and sharing what they're doing, and hey, I had a latte this morning, life is good. This is all so random that people think, well, there's no harm in that, right? Well, there is, because all this information is actually using you. It's not just some kind of neutral, inert, passive thing. This information is consuming your attention, and your attention is the most vital thing when it comes to producing prosperity. It's your most vital resource. What you give your attention to in life expands. And the more attention you give something, the more you know about it, the stronger you are with it. Whenever I work with clients who aren't making money or the money they want, all we do is figure out how to give more attention to the things that produce the result you want, and less attention to the things throughout your day that get you nothing. This is a sorting out process that people do, and it increases their wealth right away. Now, it also applies to society and the culture. How much of my attention is being used up randomly by social media? I want to question that. Now, sure, I might have fun with it. I might enjoy my social media. But why don't I do it by my choice? And I choose how much attention I give to it. And I might relax at the end of the day and check in with it for 20 minutes or so and post a few things and read a few things. No harm done. But I know people who are checking it all day long, every day. Anytime something's posted, they get alerted and they go back into social media and they're just swept up in it. And it consumes their attention. It gobbles their attention up. It really uses them. So be careful about being a reactor to that stuff. Here's another thing reactors do that creators don't do. Let's say you're looking for a job. You've been laid off. your organization is downsizing, and now you're free, you're out in the world, and you're looking for new work. If you're a reactor, all you'll do is react to job postings. And you'll say to yourself, I wonder who's looking for people, and I wonder what jobs are available right now. Who can give me work? And that's reacting. That's not creating. It's just reacting. Creators actually create an action plan. Creators create a list of the organizations they would love to work for and figure out a way to communicate with those organizations whether jobs are available or not. Creators are very proactive and they tend to get jobs quickly. Reactors sit around and wait for the information about what jobs are available. And those jobs usually aren't the best. And those jobs are the same jobs that everyone else who is a reactor is reacting to. So join all the other reactors in line when you're a reactor. You won't create the wealth you want that way. As far as creating wealth goes, and as far as dancing with culture and society in such a way that you're not consumed by it or overrun by it, your real strength needs to be in the area of choosing. Choosing the books you want to read, the blogs and the movies. Wealth creators choose their own culture. They're not a victim of culture. They choose their own society. They're not a victim of society. They find the internet sites that give them ideas and lift them up. They read inspirational and thought-generating ideas from optimistic writers who love being alive in the global free market. They choose movies that inspire them and cheer them up. They choose books that give them new ideas about their profession. And they choose books that get them excited about life. They choose. They don't sit back and let stuff like that just roll over them. They choose. They select. They carve out. They take their sword out the way a warrior does, and they carve and choose and select. They choose things from the culture that strengthen them and give them inner resources for creating the life and the profession and the wealth that they want. And what's the alternative to choosing? Well, just react to what's randomly thrown at me. I don't develop the strength to choose. And choosing is a strength. It gets developed. I watch whatever movie comes out. I read whatever someone sends me. I allow society and the culture to pollute and infect me. So let's take a look at what this passive, reacting, victim approach to society and culture is like. Here's kind of a metaphor for it. It's like going to the pharmacy, and instead of taking the pills that were prescribed for my condition, I go inside the pharmacy and I grab the first four pill bottles I see from the shelf, no matter what drug is in them, and I go home and I take those. Now, if anybody did that at the pharmacy, they'd be considered suicidal or crazy or not really adult enough to take care of themselves. They'd have to be put away. And look what we do. We do the same thing if we're not deliberately choosing. We do the same thing with culture. We let everything wash over us. We just take what's there. And if a movie's popular, we watch it. We do not choose. And by not choosing, we don't set out our own path to follow. We don't really shape where we're headed. So it's all very random. And no wonder it doesn't make any money. Money's about focus. Money's about attention. Not clenching, stressful focus, but relaxed focus. Relaxed attention, but attention to something I've chosen because it moves my career forward in a gentle way, but in a way that won't be stopped. People without this willingness to develop a choice muscle, while their lives and their financial resources are not deliberately created, they're rather accidentally formed by chance. So they just kind of luck in and luck out to certain things, and things happen by chance. But it's even worse than chance. You could say it was chance, but it becomes worse than chance. Because if I just let popular things become what I give my attention to, I'm not really looking at anything very positive, uplifting, strong, based on self-reliance and individual achievement. I'm looking at the opposite, because the media and entertainment industries are only looking to stimulate me in the negative ways and to arouse and shock and things like that. So it doesn't leave me with anything good to build on. It's like living with polluted water instead of good fresh water if I only leave it to chance. What are some of the things I can do to restore myself to sanity, to get back my own center, to put the GPS inside of me, program the GPS in me myself, instead of allowing it to be programmed by random attempts at ratings and shock value from media and entertainment? Well, there are all kinds of things I can do. A long walk in solitude, that restores my sanity. A meditation, contemplative prayer, a time for swimming and relaxing, an hour playing a musical instrument, a half day in a room, quietly with a legal pad, allowing ideas to just rise up and present themselves. All kinds of things I can do, because the mind is programmed one way or the other. The warrior programs his or her own mind deliberately, creatively, like you would a canvas in front of you, choosing the colors, choosing the shapes, and painting something. But a worrier, a reactor, someone who just shows up and lets life happen, well, the canvas is splattered by all kinds of ugly stuff. It's not a very beautiful thing, this mind that gets randomly programmed. And it's not a very beautiful life, and it's not a very beautiful feeling to be alive when I allow all of this to come in, infect, and be toxic inside of me. It's something I allow or I don't allow. So the really good news here is how much freedom we really do have to choose our lives and to choose the things we pay attention to. And I love the phrase pay attention, because it's really like investing money. Payment, investment, attention. I'm investing my attention in something. And the more I invest my attention into things that grow me, inspire me, lift me up, the faster I go on the path to whatever financial goal I have, whatever professional goal I have. It's a simple choice, but the most important thing is to be aware that in every moment throughout the day, I do have a choice.